It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, June 5th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service with a wind advisory in effect from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. this afternoon and evening for Mitchell, Howard, Floyd, Chickasaw, Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, and Cerro Gordo counties. West winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour expected. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and few power outages may result. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. The NWS adds that the strongest wind gusts will likely be associated with showers or virga, which is rain that evaporates before it reaches the ground. Plenty of rain reached the ground last night across the region as thunderstorms traversed across north and northeast Iowa. Rainfall totals from the National Weather Service in La Crosse include over 1.5 inches for Ionia, about 0.75 inches for New Hampton, Charles City with 1.3 inches of rain. In Howard County, the heaviest rainfalls, Riceville over 2 inches, Saratoga almost 2 inches, Osage 1.75 inches, 1.3 inches for St. Ansgar, and just under an inch for Decorah in Winnesheet County. Unofficial primary election results from Tuesday gives Isaac Carter the win for the Republican ticket for the District 4 supervisor seat in Chickasaw County. Carter beat out Terry Johnson by a preliminary vote count of 105 to 75 in his effort to replace current supervisor Matt Kuhn, whose term ends December 31st, and Kuhn is not seeking re-election. At this point, Carter will run unopposed in November. In Fayette County, incumbent Sheriff Marty Fisher, seeking a seventh term, held off a challenge by fellow Republican West Union Police Chief Paul Bechtold. Fisher won with 894 votes to Bechtold's 563. In Mitchell County, the Republican primary for District 2 supervisor was won by incumbent James Weary, 144 to 65, over challenger Al Winters. In the District 4 supervisor primary race, Pam Marzen wins the Republican nomination with 178 ballots, almost 100 better than incumbent Michael Mayer, with Stan Walk finishing third. In the State Senate District 30 primary, GOP incumbent Waylon Brown held off the challenge of Doug Campbell, 2,546 votes to 2,273 votes, to face Democrat Rich Lawrence in the general election. In the Republican primary for State Representative District 60, incumbent Jane Bloomingdale defeated John Rosenfeld by over 600 votes. There were no contested primaries at the county level in Floyd County on Tuesday. The city of New Hampton has resumed its search for a new police chief. In mid-April, former police chief Tim Peterson resigned amid controversy following an off-duty incident the city said did not meet the expectations of a police chief's position. Officer Doug Egan was named interim chief, but he himself resigned a little over a week later after almost 16 years with the NHPD. Officer Chad McGee has been interim chief since May 9th. A petition with over 600 signatures seeking to get Peterson reinstated was presented to the city council during their May 6th meeting, but Mayor Steve Gertz and the council said they would continue their plans to hire a new chief. After interviewing two candidates, the city council hoped to extend a contract offer during its May 20th meeting. However, Gertz said an unforeseen situation put that on hold, but with hopes of finalizing the hire. However, on Monday night, the council approved a request to reopen and advertise for the police chief position. That police chief advertisement is now back up on the city website. Even with a new police chief to hire, the NHPD is still short one officer due to the departure of Egan. Thus, the city has been advertising to fill that position for the past couple of weeks, with a deadline for officer applications currently set for June 20th. New charges have been added against a northeast Iowa man accused of child sex abuse. 38-year-old Richard Bush of Plainfield was initially arrested in April of last year on charges of continuous sex abuse of a child, second-degree sexual abuse, and lascivious acts with a child, all felonies, plus assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and dissemination, exhibition of obscene material to a minor. Monday, a Bremer County District Court judge approved an order granting the state's request to file two additional counts of lascivious acts with a child against Bush. According to court documents, the victim told authorities that in August of 2022, she was sexually assaulted multiple times by Bush when she was under 14 years old. Bush has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial is scheduled for June 18th in Bremer County District Court. He remains in the Bremer County Jail on a $50,000 cash-only bond. Court documents also show that Bush was previously convicted in Michigan for assault with intent to commit sexual misconduct involving sexual penetration. Trial for a northeast Iowa man facing 10 charges related to sexual abuse of at least 5 minor victims will be rescheduled. James Hughes of Cresco, who turned 74 last Wednesday, was arrested in June of last year on 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, all Class C felonies, and 6 counts of lascivious conduct with a minor, all serious misdemeanors. According to the Iowa DCI, a report filed with Cresco Police in March 2021 alleged that sexual abuse by Hughes involved a juvenile Boy Scout troop member over several years. Further investigation accused him of sexually abusing four other juvenile boys, also in his troop, with some incidents spanning more than a decade. Criminal complaints show the alleged activity occurred as early as 2008 and as late as Hughes has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial date is currently scheduled for July 10th in Howard County District Court. However, after the defense was approved last week for an extension until August 1st to take depositions in the case, a judge on Monday set a hearing for this Friday to establish a new trial date. Hughes' attorney, Andrew Nelson of Decorah, has filed motions that Hughes intends to rely on a defense that he cannot be tried for the alleged crimes because they were not reported in a timely fashion. Kindness Square Inclusive Playground in New Hampton's Runyon Park is ready for its close-up. Park Rec Director Tara Hackman says grand opening ceremonies from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening will include a ribbon cutting at 5:30, plus kids' activities with the New Hampton Public Library, bouncy houses, and food trucks. Obviously, the playground itself is the highlight, but Hackman says kids have already been taking advantage of it for a few months.
They love it. Parents love it because it's obviously, you know, fenced in now. It's busier than ever, I will tell you that, which is exactly what we wanted. I've heard from adults how much they like the shelter and the visual aspect from the shelter to the playground to keep an eye on their kiddos. So it's just really cool. Anybody can use it, all ages, all abilities. It's a dream come true for the committee and everyone that worked so hard for it.
Hackman added they were still making some final touches in advance of the grand opening, with four new benches to be installed yesterday. They also recently activated the Kindness Square Donor Arch.
So if you haven't been there in the last couple days, that is new to the area. If you go by, you know, early morning, late at night, we've got lots of lights. We've got the arch lit up.
You can find more info on today's festivities with Kindness Square Inclusive Playground on Facebook. 95.1 The Bull will also be live on location for the grand opening starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.